I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Friday, February 27th. The University of Cincinnati and Ohio State have agreed to cut ties with a nonprofit that the U.S. Department of Education has labeled as discriminatory. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Zach Carrion reports.
The Department of Education began investigating UC and OSU earlier last year amid its push to eliminate DEI in the federal government and at publicly funded institutions. Although the Trump administration formally withdrew its anti-DEI directive for colleges and K-12 schools earlier this month after it was struck down in federal court, the department says the two Ohio colleges and about two dozen others already signed resolution agreements to bring investigations to an end. The agreement, shared with WVXU by an OSU spokesperson, requires schools to end their partnerships with the PhD Project, which connects minority students with business doctoral degree programs. It also demands they review and end other partnerships with organizations that take race into consideration. OSU says it's pleased to have the issue resolved. UC did not respond to WVXU's request for comment. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zach Carrion.
The Advance Ohio Higher Education Act requires public universities and colleges eliminate programs that have had fewer than 5 graduates per year over a 3-year period. As a result, Central State University plans to lay off several faculty and staff. One professor tells WYSO's Catherine Mobley that those remaining are worried.
Genevieve Ritchie Ewing is an associate professor of sociology and anthropology, one of Central State University's 109 faculty. She's also the university's chapter president of the American Association of University Professors.
As faculty, we contend we're necessary for the educational welfare of the students. And losing as many faculty as we are will be a negative impact.
Last week, via email, CSU leaders notified 16 faculty members their contracts will not be renewed. Also, an unverified number of staff were advised of their dismissal. Ritchie Ewing fears, in the long run, layoffs will do more harm than good, especially for freshmen who don't have strong study skills.
One of our selling points as a small university is that close student-faculty connection. But the more that's placed on the remaining faculty, the less attention we can give them. And our concern is that will lead to more students leaving the university.
Most of the cuts are in the humanities. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Political pundits are predicting a blue wave across the country this November. But as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, voices from many registered voters in Ohio might be missing this year.
The Ohio Legislative Black Caucus Foundation reports there are more than 1 million registered black voters in Ohio. Yet organization director Shayla Davis says a study shows 603,000 of them don't vote in midterm elections.
We see that, you know, these organizations that are being led by black people, they're doing the work, but it doesn't necessarily translate back to the community.
Davis says it's important for lawmakers to talk to their constituents about the work they're doing and why it's important to vote in primaries and midterm elections. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Ohio House voted overwhelmingly to ban local governments from using ranked choice voting. They send the bill back to the Senate for a change before it goes to Governor Mike DeWine. The ranked choice voting ban has both a Republican and Democratic sponsor, but the vote in both chambers has split largely along party lines. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Republican Sharon Ray says ranking candidates in order of preference instead of choosing one is complicated and would pose significant implementation problems.
The ranked choice voting process creates confusion, delays, and distrust in the process while burdening our election officials with a confusing system that frustrates candidates, voters, and election workers.
But Democrat Ashley Bryant-Bailey says local governments should decide this for themselves rather than the state dictating it.
This bill is not about protecting voters. It's about control.
Two House Democrats joined all Republicans in voting for the ban, along with 3 of the Senate's 7 Democrats. A handful of Ohio communities have been considering adopting ranked choice voting. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Look for a nice day today. Another taste of spring, a high near 60, plenty of sunshine expected, maybe a few clouds. Same for Saturday for the most part. A chance of rain Saturday night, cooler on Sunday. A mixed bag or precipitation is possible as another system moves into our area Sunday night into Monday. The track of the storm is still uncertain, so stay weather aware to see if we're going to get rain, freezing rain, snow, or maybe all three. And that's WISO Today for Friday, February 27th. I'm Mike Fraser.